Welcome back to our podcast with CRM Essentials principal, Brent Leary, who attended Oracle Open World. And in this section of our podcast, we're going to discuss some of the marketing offerings that Oracle rolled out at the show.
So now we've talked a little bit about kind of some of this larger infrastructure stuff and what the implications are for enterprises. Now let's talk about another offering that was a fairly big deal at Open World, and that's the CX Cloud for mid-sized business. What do you think the advantages of it are? And what it involves a lot of different applications and services. So maybe you could talk a little bit about the benefits and maybe what might the drawbacks be for companies.
Well, the thing about there's so many clouds that were discussed during Open World. So you have, of course, you have your service cloud, you have your sales cloud, you have your marketing cloud, and you have, you know, e-commerce cloud. There's just a ton. And so being able to get started and hit the ground running and be able to start seeing benefits. It could be difficult if you are trying to kind of juggle the clouds. So you may need, the service cloud for things, and you may need the marketing cloud for things. And there's a lot that goes underneath each of those clouds. So I thought this is a really smart move that Oracle came out with what they call the CX or customer experience cloud for mid-sized companies. And it's basically a combination of applications coming from the marketing cloud, their sales cloud, their service cloud, and their CPQ cloud. And so being able to take basically what the meat and potatoes of what a mid-sized company would need to create the kind of customer experiences and customer lifecycle and journey all within one offering. And that one offering is basically is comprised by these different clouds, but it make it easy for you to use the pieces of these individual clouds all together and integrate it, so that you can create a full blown customer life cycle from the lead generation all the way through servicing the customer. And so I thought, from a mid-sized company who is trying to figure out this stuff, who's trying to move into the cloud, who's trying to do it in an effective way, giving them this their own cloud, so to speak, made up of the individual clouds that are integrated applications, and instead of having to pay for a license for each of those clouds, you basically just pay for one license that gives you access to the components underneath sales, marketing, service, and CPQ without having to own an individual license for each of those individual clouds.
Mm.
So I thought, easier way for them to get started. They have the integrated pieces together that makes it easier for them to do, like I said, the life cycle, kind of managing the life cycle of the customer journey. And they do it with one single license per user. So I think that makes it much easier for them to get started. And then they also catered or created implementation services specific to the mid-sized customer. So, it's specific to that CX cloud for mid-size. So it's just the applications. It's also an easier way to buy it and also an easier way to help them get started.
So onboarding easier, potentially way more cost-effective for smaller companies, right? And there's also like a data integration benefit here too, right?
Yeah, so you're basically able to, the service folks can see what's going on with the sales and the CPQ and the marketing. So you, even though you're in different roles, you're working from the same data. And so that, once again, that really simplifies and makes it much easier for everybody involved with the customer to know what's going on with that customer from all the different perspectives.
Right. And that's a perfect segue to something else that we wanted to talk about, which is there was some news surrounding the Oracle Marketing Cloud, some new kind of features and capabilities built in to the Marketing Cloud that kind of enable companies to combine CRM or their customer data with other third-party data so that they can kind of have a better understanding of who their customers are, what their behavior is, what their preferences are, by kind of filling out those customer data profiles with additional data. So maybe you could talk about what that does, what the Oracle Marketing Cloud news does for personalization and just more granular data, and also whether, you know, that kind of positions them with other players in the market.
Yeah, it's really important because, like you were saying, the more data you can get on not just behavioral, but, you know, marrying that with transactional and being able to see the full picture of what each kind of activity or interaction, how that impacts the actual closing the deal or somebody buying something, it becomes incredibly important. And so being able to take this data from different areas, from transactional, behavioral, you know, demographic, all that, it gives the marketer a much clearer picture of what kind of activities will drive what kind of actions and provide what kind of outcomes. So I think that, you know, that data append is incredibly important. And then the Oracle recently bought a company called Maximizer. And what Maximizer does is basically A-B testing. It's kind of a competitor with Adobe's targeting. And so basically being able to test and try out things before they actually roll out, you know, in full scale, you know, a program, or you know, putting a particular checkbox in a portion of a web page and seeing how that performs, and being able to basically do all this testing to see exactly how it's going to pan out and what kind of experience it's going to provide for a customer and how a customer will interact with that, and how does that change the overall conversion rate if you're trying to get somebody to buy something or somebody to sign up for something. So adding that capability to the Marketing Cloud is incredibly important. And then the last thing would be they announced more integration between the Marketing Cloud and the Service Cloud. And that's important. A recent study that I participated in talked about how integrating service insights coming from service interactions, being able to, you know, those kind of face-to-face interactions, either by, you know, a phone call for support or email or, you know, somebody doing something on a mobile chat, all these interactions that the service folks have with the customers provide valuable insights for, you know, how customers want to be engaged and what's important to them. And all that information that's coming from those service interactions could do wonders on the marketing side, when providing insights. And we just talked about the data append, but that's also another kind of important data point, is the service interactions and what they're telling, what they could potentially tell marketers about what's important to customers, how they like to be, you know, interacted with, what channels are most effective. So they can take all that information coming from service and provide and create better interactions and marketing opportunities on the front end. So that integration, the focus on testing with the Maximizer acquisition, and doing a better job of integrating a lot of data from different areas, all that is important to the modern marketing, and that's why the Marketing Cloud, those announcements are really critical.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, one of the themes here is that sort of integrated customer experience through data. Would you say, you know, that's one of the things that that the leaders in the marketplace have come to understand, and they're really architecting their technologies around that?
Well, it just makes so much sense, because if you just have a bunch of data and no way to actually quickly find insights, and then once you found those insights, quickly turn those insights into interaction opportunities. If you don't have those mechanisms in place, what's the good of having all this data? Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make any sense. And companies don't just need data. They need insights, and they need interaction opportunities, and they need that whole process streamlined as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's incredibly important for Oracle and their competitors to create these offerings that take it from data to insights to interaction.
Got it. Well, Brent, you've taken us inside yet another major show. You were with us for Dreamforce, and you shed some light on some of the big happenings at Open World. So thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been quite the industry season when it came to conferences. A lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, you've been on the road quite a bit and keeping us posted on all the trends and the highlights. So we can't wait to have you back for the next conversation. But for today, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for more on CRM, you can always check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.